Let's check in again with Slate's chief political correspondent, John Dickerson. John, President-elect Obama, he's in Chicago still working on his transition and who he might bring to the White House. The chief of staff job has been reportedly offered to Illinois Congressman Rahm Emanuel. What can you tell us about him?
Well, he's a veteran of the Clinton White House, and he's had a very fast and successful career in the House. He is well-liked by his colleagues, admired by the opposition. Republicans talk about him at some length in admiring tones. But he's a political infighter, and he has got a lot of sharp skills that Senator Obama reportedly admires, and also they obviously have connections, home state connections, and it sends a signal about Senator Obama's views about how important Congress will be. President Bush, for 8 years, really kept Congress at a distance. Many of his staffers had a certain disdain for the institution. This sends an early signal about Senator Obama's interest in working with Congress, but it also suggests that though he talks about a new kind of politics, he is thinking about bringing on, or has asked to bring on, somebody who has lots and lots of skill at a lot of the old-style politics, the tit-for-tat that Senator Obama campaigned against. So we'll see how Rahm Emanuel, if he takes the job, fits into that new idea of politics that President Obama will bring.
And very quickly, any word on any other appointments?
Well, no, there's a lot of parlor talk. John Podesta, the former Clinton White House chief of staff, is in charge of the announcements. And if the Obama campaign holds true to form, or administration holds true to form, we won't hear about it until they announce it.
All right. Well, thank you, Slate's chief political correspondent, John Dickerson. After a grueling campaign, we know you are very exhausted. Thank you for spending the time with us here at Day to Day.
Sure. Thank you.
And Day to Day continues in just a moment.